Le'iloi nishmas moras chayafeg abas harav yoina hakoyhen, whose yard site is tonight, the hein nishmas etzruh b'tzroi hachayim. We find ourselves now in the Shavua Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av, which has special halachas. Even the minhag of the Sfardim, who do not have 3 weeks, not even the 9 days, everyone comes together when it comes to the week of Tisha B'Av. Shavua Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av, the Avelis is very strong, especially beginning Zayin Av, which today was Zayin Av, which the Gemara says that Zayin Av was the day when the Goyim entered the Heichel, Nichnesu Nochrim LeHeichel, and that was basically the final stages before the actual Churban. The Sreifa was on Tess in the afternoon, leading into Yud. Zion, therefore, is already, the Avelis intensifies, even in camps where they make Siyumim to eat meat, they don't do it once it's Zion Av already. Tonight is Chesav, which Chesav we know is the day when the Meraglim return from Eretz Yisrael. The whole story in Shlach, the Maitziei Dibas Ha'oretz Ro'ah, which was repeated in last week's parasha, took place on Chesav, Erev Tisha B'Av, leading to the first Tisha B'Av in history, the Bechiya Shel Chinam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you cry for nothing, Vayivko Ha'am Balayla Ha'hu, the demosa alechia b'chay sivka balayla is a result of the vayivku ham balayla hahu. So the next few days are the saddest days of the year, the chitzonius. On the outside, and the way it is now, is man hagolus, this is the saddest time. At the same time, though, we are in the week of Shabbos Nachamu. It's interesting that as we are preparing for Tisha B'Av, we're preparing for Shabbos Nachamu at the same time. And we are learning Shabbos Parshas, we're learning Parshas Vo'eschanan, which Vo'eschanan is the Parsha of the Nechama. Vo'eschanan is always Shabbos Nachamu, the Nechama, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu specifically asks to be able to see Yerushalayim and the Mokam HaMikdash. Ebrana, ve'ere es ha'oretz ha'toiv ha'asher ve'eva ha'yardein, ha'hor ha'toiv ha'zeh ve'halavonoin. Hor HaTov HaZeh is Yerushalayim, as Rashi says, Horim Saviv La. Levonoin is not Lebanon, which normally Levonoin means that, not here. Levonoin over here is the Beis HaMikdash, as Rashi and Unkelus translate. Levonoin is the Beis HaMikdash. Timely, very perfect timing, where Moshe Rabbeinu is beseeching Hashem 515 times, Chazal tell us, where Eschanan is Begematria 515, Begematria Tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to Hashem so many times over and over again that he should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael and see Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. And that's exactly what we're doing now. Right now, as we commemorate the Churban, and as we have to mourn, lament, and say Eicha over the loss of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, in Chumash we are learning how Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, and not just Stam davening, but Voeschanan, Miloshen Tchino, Bakosha, to see Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. And that's right away the Hayra'ah, the lesson, and the order of the day, as we would say, the order of this week. What we're supposed to be doing is every year is supposed to be Voeschanan. Every year is supposed to be davening now and begging Hashem to be able to go into Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the Beis HaMikdash referred to here as Levonoin? The Beis HaMikdash is called Beis HaBechira, it's referred to as Beis HaMikdash, it's called Mikdash Stam, Vyasuli Mikdash. Here it's called Levonoin. The Chazal tell us the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Levonoin is from the word Lavan, which means white. Because the Beis HaMikdash whitens, purifies Klal Yisrael, Shem Malbin Avonai Sehen Shel Yisrael. And the fact that we're calling it now Levonoin, as we are nearing Tisha B'Av, that itself tells us that there's a connection between Levonoin and Tisha B'Av. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash is being referred to here as Levonoin, which Levonoin is rooted in Lavan, the color white, Im yihiyu chato'eichem kashonim kashelag yalbinu, as we read in the previous Haftarah of Chazoin. While on Tisha B'Av in Eicha, we read the opposite. We read how Chet Chato Yerushalayim Alkein Lenida Hayasa. It's compared to Anida, to Dam Nida, to Masa Bishuleha, which Dam is red, the color Dam is red, and there are 5 different Chet Damim Tumeim, as Chazal tell us. The color red is associated with Chet, with sin, with murder, with death, with destruction. The Beis Hamikdash, though, is associated with the color white, Levanoi. Last week, we completed the Parshas Devarim. And at the end of Parshas Devarim, we read about Sichon and Og. And there we read how the cities that were captured from Sichon and Og were transferred to Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. One of the areas that very, very pronounced that the Pasuk repeats over and over again here is Gilad. Gilad was given to Machir, Ula Machir Nosati as HaGilad. Vila Ruveni Vila Gadi Nosati Min HaGilad. We have by Oig Melech HaBashon, Koil Ore HaMishar V'chol HaGilad V'chol HaBashon. The Torah repeats over and over again, V'chatsi Har HaGilad, V'yeser HaGilad. What's this about Gilad that we are talking so much about? And we know that the Parshias are connected, and the fact that we're going from Devarim to Bo'ez Chanan into Tisha B'Av, after learning about Gilad into Moshe begging to be able to see the Levonoin, what's the connection between Gilad and the Levonoin? And there's an amazing connection. In Parshas Matos 2, we see at the end where it talks about Sichon and Og for the first, or it talks about Reuven and Gad for the first time and how they capture the cities of Sichon and Og. It says, Vayiru es Eretz Yadzer, yes Eretz Gilad. And then again at the end, Vayelchu b'nei Machir ben Menashe Gilado, Vayilkedu, Vayitain Moshe es HaGilad l'Machir ben Menashe. Gilad is clearly mentioned over and over again. What exactly is Gilad? Now literally, Gilad is a place on the other side of the Yarden where Reuben and Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe received their portion of land, originally belonging to Sichon and Og. Gilad is mentioned for the first time in Parshas Vayetze. In Parshas Vayetze, there it says that Lavan meets Yaakov, he pursues Yaakov who fled, and he meets him, he wants to kill him. Lavan bikesh lakar es hakoil. There he has a dream, Hashem comes to him in a dream and says he dare harm Yaakov. And when he meets up with him, it says, they sort of make peace, and Lavan says, let's cut a deal, let's make a covenant with each other. Va'ata l'cha nichrusa v'risa niva ata. So they take a heap of stones and they pile it up. Liktu avonim, vayikhu avonim, vayasu gol, vayoklu shamal hagol. Says the pasuk. Vayikhu loy lovan yegarso hadusa. Lovan refers to this heap in Aramaic. The only time the Torah ever uses an Aramaic expression is here. Yegarso hadusa. It's not a Hebrew word. That's Hebrew. Tzafnas Panach is Hebrew. That's what it was an Egyptian. What they said was Egyptian, but the description that the Torah uses for sure, Tzafnas Panach is Hebrew. This is Sohadusa with an aleph at the end. This is for sure Eidus, which is the Sohadusa is the Aramaic word for Eidus. The Yaakov Korolei Galed. The Chassam Sofer says an amazing thing, and the Megala Amukas brings it here also. Megala Amukas has a sefer 252 Eifanim, just to explain the first pasuk of Vayez Chanan. The whole sefer just on Parshas Vayez Chanan. In one of the Eifanim, he brings this, the Chassam Sofer brings it at the end of his Drushas on Shas, that this story with Yaakov and Lavan happened on Zion of the same time that the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash many, many years later. Aramaic enters the Torah. Yegarsa Hadusa, a foreign language, is inserted in Chumash, in the Torah, which is Lashon HaKodesh. And that itself gives room later for Nichnesu Nochrim Lehechel. Obviously, it's with Hashem's permission. You can't put a word in the Torah without Hashem allowing it. But the fact that it was allowed, Targum, in the Torah, gives room later for Goyim being able to enter the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah is the Beis HaMikdash. Yigarsa Hadusa is Aramis. Arami Oyved Ovi. Meforshim on the Haggadah Taich. That the Aramis, the fact that Lavan used Aramaic words that were placed in the Torah, causes that because of that, Yaakov has to go down to Mitzrayim. Vayapil Hashem Elokim Tardema Al Ha'odam. They say Tardema is the Gematria Targum. Golus is compared to Tardema. Tardema, which means slumber, also the word dormitory probably comes from the word tardema. You have that in there. Dormita, which is the Aramaic word which probably the word dormitory originates from that. Tardema means to sleep. Hardama, which they use in Hebrew today for anesthesia. Vayapal Hashem Elokim Tardema al Ha'odam. He says Tardema is Begamatria Targum. Golus is Shina. Tardema and Targum is Golus. That's why when we're Mavis Sedra, we say each pasuk twice with one time Targum. because we're mevatel the targum with two times mikra, bittul beroiv. That's the Chassam Sofer says that shnayim mikra ve'echad targum is a b'china of bittul beroiv. Targum is golus, and it pasuk in lashon hakodesh should say it two times to counter the targum. So achir rabim lahatis mevatel the targum and mevatel the golus, which this also explains why. In last week's parasha, we read how Moshe Rabbeinu was metargaim the Torah into shivim l'shoinos. Moshe Rabbeinu translates the Torah in 70 languages. Why was it necessary? Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and as a result, he will not build the Beis HaMikdash. And if he doesn't build the Beis HaMikdash, it means it will be destroyed one day. That's why it was beneficial to us that Moshe not go into Eretz Yisrael, because if he did, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash, which could never have been destroyed, because whatever he does is eternal. And if the Beis HaMikdash would not have been destroyed, we would have been destroyed. That's why the Gemara says, Mizmar la'asaf, bo goyim nachal osecha, timu eseichal kotshecha, somewhere is Yerushalayim le'iyim. So the Gemara asks, Mizmar la'asaf, kina la'asaf miboyle. Why do we say Mizmar? We should say kina, it's a lamentation. No, it's Mizmar, it's something to thank Hashem for, because shofach Hashem chamosay al ha'etzim v'al ha'avonim. Hashem poured out His wrath on the wood and the stones of the Beis HaMikdash rather than on Klal Yisrael. Kila Hashem es chamosoi v'yatz es eish v'tzioin, as the Pasuk says in Eicha. So Moshe Rabbeinu does not go into Eretz Yisrael. And because he's not going into Eretz Yisrael, he foresees the eventual Churban and Klal Yisrael being scattered and dispersed throughout the entire globe. Tzedaka osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael shepizron lebein ha'umayst. There are Jews all over the world, literally today, speaking all the foreign languages. So Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Torah in foreign languages, in all Shivim Lashon. But the need for it was only because of Golus. If there wouldn't be a Golus, there would be no need for Targum. Targum is Golus. The first time that we have Targum is here with Lavan and Yaakov. Vayikra loy Lavan Yigarso Hadusa. Yigarso Hadusa is Targum. Yaakov immediately counters this with Gal-Aid. No, it's not Yigarso Hadusa, it's Gal-Aid, it's Gilad. Gilad is the tikkun for Yigarso Hadusa. Yigarso Hadusa is the Targum. Yigarso Hadusa is Golus. That's because of that. Nichnesu Nochrim Lehechol. On Zion Av, same day, as we said before, that this occurred. It's amazing, too. If we go further on into the Psukim, in Vayetze Vayishlach, it comes out that the day that Yaakov is fighting the Malach is Tisha B'Av. It's 2 days later. And Chassam Sofer brings down, as we mentioned in previous weeks, that Gid HaNoshe is Keneged Tisha B'Av. Not only is it Keneged Tisha B'Av, it was, the story happened on Tisha B'Av. The whole story of the Malach dislocating the Gid HaNoshe from Yaakov, which is what causes the Churban, as the Svarim say. Had he not touched the Yerech Yaakov, which the Yerech Yaakov corresponds to the midah of Hoid. Hoid is the leg of Yaakov Avinu. Hoid is the Beis HaMikdash, veha Hoid zui Beis HaMikdash. And because the Malach touches Vayiga b'Kaf Yireichoi, as a result of Vayiga b'Kaf Yireichoi, there was that enables there to be a Churban later on. Vayikra Yaakov Shem Amalkim Peniel Kirisi Elikim Ponim El Ponim Vayivuhutzay Leah Al Yireichoi Alkein Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael Es Gid Hanosha. As the Chassam Sofer says, it's merumas in this pasuk. All the Tainesim, Gid is equal to 17. He says that's Shivasa B'Tamuz. S is Tisha of. Gimel is Gimel Tishrei. Yud is Asara B'Teves. It's merumas in these pasukim. All the Tainesim. That's all rooted in the Kinoga B'Chaf Yerech Yaakov B'Gid Hanosha. Based on this cheshbon, that the story with Yaakov and Lavan, Yigarso Hadusa, takes place on Zayin Av, then the Maisa with Yaakov and the Gid HaNoshe happened on Tisha B'Av. And the interesting thing is that's when Yaakov returns to Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov returns to Eretz Yisrael with his family on Tisha B'Av. Yes, he encounters the Sar of Esav, who's trying to prevent him from coming in. Vayivosa Yaakov levadoi vayeovek ish imoy. But when was that? When does Yaakov return to Eretz Yisrael? He returns to Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av is associated with Kniso La'oretz. That's the same day that we left Eretz Yisrael, we were exiled, but that's the same day that Yaakov and Bonav, Yaakov and his family, which is a metaphor to the entire Klal Yisrael, returned to Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov is the Bechina of Mashiach, Yaakov is the Neshama of Mashiach, Yaakov is the Yechida HaKalolus, and he returns to Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach. Tisha B'Av is the day, not only that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but it is the day that Mashiach was born. What does that mean? As we mentioned, there are five levels to the neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Yechida is the fifth level, the level that is revealed on Yom Kippur, the day that we daven five times. The Kohen Gadol changes clothes 5 times. He goes to the mikveh 5 times. There are the Chamisha Inuyim. Purim is also a day associated with these 5 bechinos. Lebinyamin, Nasan, Chomesh, Chalifai, Smolois. Mordechai walks out of the palace with 5 garments, as the Gemara says. Purim and Yom Kippur are the same, as we know. But there are times that a person reveals every level of his neshama, including Yechida, with the Kayach of Mashiach, because every Yid has in him a spark of Mashiach. So says the Ma'arei Nayim. The Ma'arei Nayim, the Chernobyler, writes in his Sefer, there's L'chayra Stira between 2 members of Chazal. One member says, Dorach Koichav Miyaakov, which is a Nevuah of Bilam, refers to each Yid. Every Yid is called a Koichav. And the other Chazal is that it refers to Mashiach. So he said it's not a contradiction, because every Yid has in him a spark of Mashiach. And when we're going to reveal, every one of us is going to reveal the nitzitz of Mashiach that we all have, then Mashiach comes, the Yechida HaKlolis. The fact that Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach, Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, that means the revelation of Mashiach is on Tisha B'Av. Leida is revelation. That means Tisha B'Av is a day that is associated with these 5 bechinos. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. There are Chamisha Inuyim on Tisha B'Av too. Eicha is the only Sefer of Tanakh, the only that is split into 5. Besides Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, there is not one Sefer in Tanakh that is split into 5 except Eicha. Megillus Esther is 10 prakim, Megillus Kehelis is 12, Rus is 4, Shira Shirim is 8. Tehillim is certainly more than 5. It might be split into 5 Sfarim, but it's prakim we're talking about, prakim. Here there are 5 chapters. Eicha is 5 chapters. And first of all, Tehillim is really split into 7. There are 5 chapters in Eicha corresponding to the Chamisha, to the 5 bechinais, to the 5 levels of the Neshama. There are certain times, especially during times of stress and duress, that we have the ability to reveal the nitzitz of Mashiach that's in us, to reveal the 5 levels, to reveal Yechida. And that is during times of Shmad, during times of Churban, during times of terrible tsaros for Klal Yisrael, but at the same time, Klal Yisrael has the ability at that time to reach tremendous heights, to die al Kiddush Hashem, to cry out Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, on the way to the gas chambers. And one of the times that this definitely occurred was on Tisha B'Av. So many people were killed on Tisha B'Av. So many tragedies happened on Tisha B'Av. And at the same time, so many Yidden died with Shema Yisrael on their lips, with tremendous emunah, despite that Tisha B'Av is a day that fell so low. And it's a day of Laila, a day of darkness. The emunah of a Yid reached tremendous heights and reaches unbelievable levels when he's under stress. It's interesting, we say this every morning in Moed Ani, when we thank Hashem, Melech HaYevakayim Shechazakta, Bi Nishmasi Bechemla, we end off, Rabba Emuna Secha. These words, Rabba Emuna Secha, are taken from Eicha. In Eicha it says, Chadoshim Labekorim, Rabba Emuna Secha. That means the Emuna is intense, intense Emuna. On Tisha B'Av, all we have is Emuna, because on Tisha B'Av we don't see anything. Tisha B'Av is when everything was lost, everything fell. Everything is in total concealment. We lost the Beis HaMikdash where Giloy occurred. We lost Nevuah. We lost the Malchus. All we have is Emunah. And the greatest day, the greatest time for Emunah is Balayla. Emunoscha Balayla is the Pasuk says. Lahagad Baboyker Chazdecha. Boyker, morning is a time of Chesed. And night is a time of Emunah, when you don't see anything. It's a time when a Yid reveals his innermost secrets, which the Sfasemis calls the Shoyresh HaNelam. Shoyresh HaNelam is the same thing as Yechida. What it says in Chassidus Chabad and other Svarim, Yechida, others refer to it as the Nitzot HaYahadus, the spark of Yiddishkeit, and the Sfasemis and others call it the Shoyresh HaNelam. That's the hidden root that is in every single year that comes to the forefront during times of stress. The Emunoscha Baleilois is Begematria Shoyresh HaNelam. The Pintala Yid, the Emunoscha Baleilois is Begamatria Shoyresh HaNelam. Says the Chedushi Harim. The Chedushi Harim says that that's Mogein Avraham. When a Yid says every day, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein Avraham, what does Mogein Avraham mean? He protects Avraham. That's the Pintala Yid. The Pintala Yid, Hashem protects. Anoichi Mogein Loch, because that part of the Neshama of every Yid cannot be touched. It's not contaminated, which is why a Yid, when he says Moida Ani, does not have to wash Negel Vasi. You can wash Negel Vasi. Most don't wash Negel Vasi until after they say Moida Ani. While lying in bed and they're saying Moida Ani, there's no One cannot become tame. At that moment, when a person wakes up, every level of the neshama is revealed. Then throughout the day, it becomes concealed again. Every yid has the potential in the morning of reaching the highest, the greatest heights. And we say Rabba Emunasecha in the morning, and it's a part of the neshama that cannot be touched. The Emunascha Balelois is also the gematria Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. The Magen, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protects the Shoresh HaNe'elam, this Yechida, this Pintala Yid, this what was revealed in the Beis HaMikdash and is now concealed, a Yid can reveal during the most difficult times, which Tisha B'Av symbolizes the most difficult, is the most difficult time. We commemorate all the Holocausts and all the persecutions and all the tzaros of Klal Yisrael, Dafka on Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is a day of Yechida, it is a day of Leidas Mashiach, the day that a Yid has the power to reveal his Nitzitz Mashiach, which was seen in times of stress. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Kapitel Chav Beis, Gilad Atali Roish Halevanoin. That pasuk clearly tells us that Gilad and Levanoin are the same. Gilad Atali Roish Halevanoin, says Rashi there in Yirmiyahu and Mefarshim, that Gilad is also, Gilad refers to the Beis HaMikdash. In Zechariah, Kapitel Yud, it says, V'hashivoysim mei eretz Mitzrayim, mei eretz Ashur, el eretz Gilad u'Levanoin. Again, the Navi Zechariah compares Gilad to Levanoin. Gilad is Levanoin. This is not the Gilad that's only Be'eva HaYardin, because the Gilad Be'eva HaYardin is not the Beis HaMikdash. This is obviously a ruchniyistika Gilad. Gilad, which is what Yaakov korole galei to counter the Yigarsa Hadusa of Lavan, which Lavan bikesh lakaros hakoil. Lavan wants to uproot everything. Koil is Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Leilam Abba. Lavan is the greatest klipper of Nachman brings down in its perish on the Haggadah, that Lavan is more difficult than Paroi. The Pashtas, I mean, Paroi like Gozar El Alaschorim. He says Paroi is Pera, Paroi is Lashon Hara. But Lavan is worse. Lavan is the faker. Lavan seems to be white. He seems to be pure. He looks like he's emes, but really he's sheker. Batachlef es maskurti aseres moinim. Lavan is savua. He says Lavan is compared to Amalek. Lavan is apikursus kfira, the meanness that we find ourselves now in right before Bias HaMashiach, in the end of Ikvus of the Mashiach, is Lavan, is the klipa of Lavan, where you can't tell the difference between Emes and Sheker, the Emes Nederes. That's what Yaakov encounters right before he enters Eretz Yisrael. He has to deal with Lavan, and he makes an end to his dealings with Lavan. Lavan says, Yagasa Hadusa, love, just like the Goyim enter the Beis HaMikdash, but the Yaakov Koroloi Galeid. Galeid comes from two words, Gal-Eid. Gal means reveal, like in this week's Haftorah, it says, V'nigla, Kvaid Hashem, V'ro Kol Boso Yachtav, Kipi Hashem Diber, Giloi, revelation, the opposite of concealment. And Eid is testimony. The Beis HaMikdash is both. The Beis HaMikdash is the place of Gal, the place of revelation, and the Beis HaMikdash serves as testimony. Eidus Shehashchina Shoyra B'Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash was clear-cut Eidus that there's a God in the world. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's a large ayin in the word Shema, a large dalet in the word Echad. This week's parasha, Eid. A Yid testifies that there's a God in the world and that there's only one. The Beis HaMikdash was that place. Without the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is concealed. There's no Gilad, there's no Gal-Eid, there's no Levonain. Levonain is, there's no Mal, the Levonain is the Hepech of Lavan. Lavan is the Leuven of Tumah. Levonain is the Lavan of Kedusha. Levonain, the Beis HaMikdash, the place where HaKadosh Baruch is Malban of Nisayin Shal Yisrael. In the Haftarah that we're going to be saying, Tisha B'Av morning, if Mashiach's not here yet, in Yirmiyah Ches, is Hatsari Ein Begilad. We're going to read that pasuk at the end of Yirmiyah Perek Ches. Is there no incense in Gilad? What does this mean? Tsari is the first of the Yud Aleph Samamonim of the Samamone HaKetoris, those who say it every day. We know Shishim Ushmoinim Anu Moivah, Shloish Meis Vachamish, Kaminyi Moisacham, right? Hatsari Vahatsipoiren HaChelben of Hatsari is the first of the 11 Samamone HaKetoris, which was used in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, and on the Mizbeach HaZohav twice every day, and of course on Yom Kippur, the day of Gilui HaYechida, the day that we daven five times, which Tisha B'Av is equated to Yom Kippur. The only fast which we fast 24 hours is Tisha B'Av. It has the same b'china as Yom Kippur in many respects. which and in a concealed way, it is the Gilui HaYechida, being that it's Leidas Mashiach. Yom Kippur is the day that we are makdir all the samamone haketoyrus, and ketoyrus has the ability to heal. Ketoyrus has the ability to wash away chatoyim, to rectify. Says the Navi, Hatsari ain't begilad. There's no tsari in Gilad. What does he mean? What does tsari have to do with Gilad? So the Mefarshim say, based on a pasuk later on in Yirmiyah Mem Vav, Alilach Gilad Kechit Sri. Go to Gilad and take tsari. Gilad was the place where that particular incense came from. We find the Parshas Vayeshev when the Yishma'elim, the Arabs, were coming with their caravan, which was eventually used to sell Yosef to Mitzrayim. It says, V'hinei Orchas Yishma'elim Ba'a Mi Gilad. They were coming from Gilad. So there, Rashi mentions that they were carrying spices. They usually carried itron, venaft, sherechon, ra, that give off a very bad odor. But Hashem did not want that tzaddik, meaning Yosef HaTzaddik, should have to deal with the unpleasant odor of what Arabs usually carry with them. Ein darkon shel arvim, Allah says, well, naft ve'itron. Over here, nizdamnu besomim, because they were coming from Gilad. And what were they carrying? The pasuk says, "Ugamaleihem noisim nechois utzri valoit." They're carrying tzri, which is srof hanoitef meyatzi hakatov. V'hu hanimneim samani hakatoyris. Rashi says, so the Yishma'elim are coming from Gilad. Gilad, therefore, is associated with katoyris. Gilad is the place that the tzari, the first, and the fact that it's the first means it's the prime incense, the greatest of the 11, which katoyris has the ability to. To be malben avoinu sayin shel Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash, the Ketoyrus was burnt on Yom Kippur, the day that the Kohen Gadol wore white, the day that the Beis Hamikdash was clearly the Levonoin, that it was malben avoinu sayin shel Yisrael. So Yirmiyahu cries out, and this is what we say on Tisha B'av, Hatsari ein beGilad. What happened to the Beis Hamikdash? The power of Ketoyrus, the tsari that comes from Gilad, is Gilad not producing tsari anymore? Literally, they got the tzari from Gilad, but also the Beis Hamikdash, where we were makdir the tzari, we were makdir the ketoyrus, we don't have now, we have to daven for that. So the Torah is not just talking about Gilad here, only to tell us that Gilad, over and over again, we're talking about Gilad now as we come closer to Tisha B'Av, because Gilad happened to be one of the area of Sichon and Oi, given over to Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, also because Gilad is the Beis Hamikdash, Gilad is a remez, Gal Eid. Gilad, Levonoin are one, as we quoted the pasuk in Yirmiyah and Zechariah. They're both metaphors, they're both descriptions of the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, U'b'nei Yisrael yoytzim biyod rama. When the Torah describes to us the Geula, it says, the B'nei Yisrael went out with a high hand, yod rama. Rama is b'gematria Gilad, Levonoin. Unkelus translates rama as Beresh Gali. It's Yadua that the story of Lavan and Yaakov, the whole story of Gilad, has to do also with Lag Ba'omer. The Shem Shmuel, the Mittler Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Mittler Rebbe, Admor Emsoi, and also the Shem Shmuel, both say the same thing, that the whole story of Gilad at the end of Parshas Vayetze is a remnant to Lag Ba'omer, which we mentioned in previous years. Gilad, Gal Einai V'yabita Nefloyis Mitoyrosecha, Gal is Gilui, Gal is Lag, Lag Ba'omer. So here we have Gilad associated with Lag Ba'omer. Here we have Gilad associated with Yigarso Hadusa that took place on Zayin Av, related to Tisha B'Av, when the Goyim enter the Heichel. What? How do we reconcile this? And the Teretz is it's one and the same. The Emes is, we find that Dvar Pele ben Negei, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and the Arizal, both are hinted in the Targum, when Yisrael Yoytzim B'yod Roma B'Reish Gali, B'Reish is Rosh HaTevis Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Reish is Rosh HaTevis Rabbi Yitzchok ben Shloimeh, which was the Arizal. These are the two that began teaching the fifth level of Torah, the level that is associated with La'osid Lavoi. Reish Gali is Begamatria La'osid Lavoi. That which was put away at the beginning of the Esha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel, Toi, the first test in Chumash, referring to the Oir HaGonos, that was hidden, that was placed, that was hidden for the future. La'osid Lavoi, Rashi says, the word tzaddikim that began revealing this part of Torah that will be completely revealed by Mashiach himself, who's born on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai began the Giloy, the Arizal brought it even more into the open. Later, the Baal Shem Tov, Beresh is Rosh HaTevis, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem, Beresh Gali, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Shloimeh, and Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem all had to do with revelation of the part of Torah that's going to be revealed to us at Lavoi. Till now, we have Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soy. Those are the four levels associated with the four letters of the Shem Havayah. the first four chumashim of Chumash, the fifth sefer of Chumash, which we start reading now, in the fifth month, which is the month of Av, is associated with the fifth level, which is Yechida, Keneged, the fifth expression of Geula, which is Vehevesi, Keneged, the fifth cup, Koisai Shal Eliyahu Hanavi, the Kois Chamishi, the Kois Mashichi, Chamishi is Oisius Mashichi, the Messianic Kois, because Mashiach is associated with five. He will come when the fifth Golus is over, which is Golus Yishmael. He will reveal to us a new level of Torah, the concealed part of Torah, which Sefer Devarim corresponds to that. Therefore, the Pella is that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was Nifter on the fifth day of the fifth week of Sfira. Hoyd Shebehoyd. The fifth day of the fifth week of Sfira is Lag BaOmer. The Arizal was Nifter on the fifth day of the fifth month, this week, Hey Menachem Av. The fifth day of the fifth month. Both these two tzaddikim were Nifter on a day that is associated with five. You could say about the Baal Shem Tov too, he was Nifter on Shavuos, which is the day that we received the Torah b'chamisha koilos. The chamisha koilos that the Torah was given correspond to the five levels of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. And as we get closer to Mashiach, even though the generations get lower and lower, but this chelik of Torah is, because if one knows what's going on, you know, you might not see it in the yeshiva world, but if one sees what's going on in Eretz Yisrael and other parts of the world, chalokim of Kabbalah are becoming more and more revealed, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, secrets of Torah, whether with computers or other methods, are becoming more and more revealed, preparing us for the ultimate revelation, which is going to take place when Mashiach will come. So Gilad, which is associated with Lag Ba'omer, Gilad is the Beis HaMikdash. Gilad, we read, as we prepare for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is also a day that, although it is the day that Klal Yisrael have fallen, the Beis HaMikdash was burnt, we lost the light was concealed, the Er HaGonaz. Nevertheless, because it's Leidas Mashiach, who Mashiach is going to introduce the fifth dimension, the level of Yechida, Rabba Emunasecha, which is said Dafka in Eicha, Rabba Emunasecha has been the gay of our generation. Our generation is the lowest generation. There's so much concealment today. We have to have more Emunah than any other generation. That's why Rabba Emunasecha is begamatria Acharis Hayomim. Acharis Hayomim, which is our time, has to come on to Rabba Emunasecha, because we are the generation that will experience the Gilui of Yechida. We are going to see, we're going to experience the final revelation, which is the fifth level of the neshama. That's why we have to deal with the most difficult challenges in Amuna, because Yechida is Amuna. Mashiach is Amuna. What does it say about Mashiach in Kapitel Yud Aleph of Yeshaya? V'ha Emuna Ezer Chalotzov. That Mashiach's gartel, the Ezer Chalotzov, his belt, is Amuna. And the more Amuna one has, the more one connects himself to Mashiach. Amuna is the Shar Hanun. The Shar HaNun is Emunah, which is higher and beyond our capacity of understanding. It's L'mayla min Hadas. Anything that doesn't make sense, one believes, because you don't see it. On Tisha B'Av, we have to have such Emunah, because on Tisha B'Av, we see nothing. On Tisha B'Av, we lost everything. On Tisha B'Av, what keeps us going is the Emunah. What kept us going after the Holocaust is the Emunah. What keeps us going after all the tragedies in Eretz Yisrael, what keeps us going despite what we hear in the news, despite what we know is happening, is the Amunah. It's only the Amunah that keeps us going. And Amunah is the Shar HaNun. The reason why a Yid has such Amunah is because a Yid has Yechida. A Yid has the Pintel Yid. A Yid has the Shoyrish HaNelah, which cannot be touched. That even in the worst times, in the darkest periods of history, the Amunah shined. The Yechida shined. That means that Mashiach has been revealed many, many times throughout our history. Every Yid was Megala their Mashiach different times. There are different times during the year that it happens, and there are different situations throughout history that it happens. And Tisha B'Av is definitely a day that it happens. Tisha B'Av is the day that Mashiach was born. That means Tisha B'Av is a day that is associated with Gilei HaYechida, that anyone and everyone can reveal their spark, that part of the Neshama that cannot be touched. Gilad Levonain. Moshe Rabbeinu is begging. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see Levonoi. He wants to see the Beis HaMikdash in its glory. He wants to see the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mal Ben Avon Esayin Shal Yisroel. Moshe Rabbeinu is the same Neshama as Mashiach, as it says in Zayah, Mashiach Yehu Sheyihi, as Rosh HaTevis Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Goyal Rishon, and he will be the Goyal Acharon. Pesach by night, we say Arami Oved Ovi. Pesach by night, we talk about Bikesh Lovan Lacharis HaKoil. It's interesting that at the end of Parshas Veschanan, we talk about Pesach. Havodim Ayinu Lefarei B'Mitzrayim is a pasuk in this week's parsha. That means in this week's parsha we have many of the psukim that are said by the Seder. The Chacham is in this week's parsha. The Chacham, Ki Yisholcha Bincha Mocha Leimar Mocha Eidois VeHachukim VeHamishpatim is Dafkin Parshas Veschanan, and we have the answer of Yomartel Levincha Havodim Ayinu Lefarei B'Mitzrayim VaYotzi Einu Hashem Mitzrayim B'Yod Chazok. At the same time that we are about to enter the worst day of the year, the saddest day of the year, the day that is the Bein HaMitzorim of the Bein HaMitzorim, Tisha B'Av, Vateret Peloyim. If there's any day that is associated with Meitzar, Min HaMeitzar Karos Yikor, with Mitzrayim, it's certainly Tisha B'Av. Yet in Parshas Veschanan, we learn about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we're learning about Pesach. And in the Kriya of Tisha B'Av that we lay in, and it's always in Parshas Veschanan, Kisoy Lidbonim V'nei Bonim, we have the psukim that talk to us also about Yetzias Mitzrayim and about Tshuva. Yes, it does speak about the Heifetz Hashem Eschem Bo'amim, which is Golus, but there it also says, Oy Hanisa Eloikim, Lovoy Lokachas Loigoy Mikerev Goy. This is only one of two psukim in the whole Chumash that has every letter of the Aleph Beis in it. And in this pasuk it says, But Masois, Ba'oisois, Uvamoifsim, Uvamulchamu, Viad Chazak, Uvizrianetuyo, of Meroim Gedoilim, which is another pasuk that is said at the Seder. We say it, it's part of the Haggadah of this pasuk. Chazal Darshan, many drushes from these psukim. What does Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach have to do with Tisha B'Av? We know that Tisha B'Av falls out the same day as the first day of Pesach. At Bash, at Aleph, the first day of Pesach is always the same day as Tisha B'Av. After the Seder, the custom is to eat hard-boiled eggs, Zeicher to the Avelus, because after the Seder we are upset that Mashiach still hasn't come. That means on Pesach we're thinking about Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av we're thinking about Pesach. And Tisha B'Av, especially in the afternoon, where we sit on regular chairs already, and we put on tefillin. This week's parasha has tefillin. Ukshatam lois al yodecha v'hoyu l'teitof es b'nei necha. And we say Kriya Shema. We are made gal eid. We say eid is that Hashem is one, which is one of the reasons that we lost the Beis Hamikdash. That's the aleph of Eicha, because we violated the aleph. The aleph is Hashem Echad. The yud is the Aseres Hadibreis, which I mentioned again in this parasha. The Chaf is Bris, because Avraham Avinu was the 20th generation. Vayagev Lechem is Brisei, which you have in this week's parasha. The Hay is the Chamishachim Shei Torah. All hinted in Eicha, because the Yidin were over on the Aleph Yud Chaf Hay. So that's the Tikkun for it is in parashas, and these parashas in Varim Vaeschanan. But the fact that we talk about Pesach over here is because on Tisha B'Av we connect to Pesach. We said, Av is the month of Shimon. Shimon and Yehuda are connected. Moshe Rabbeinu benches Shimon in the bracha of Yehuda, Shema Hashem Koel Yehuda. The Nachala of Shimon, Shimon receives a Nachala in the Nachala of Yehuda. Minachalas b'nei Yehuda, Nachalas b'nei Shimon. Shimon is Av, Yehuda is Nisan. We connect Av to Nisan, we connect Tisha B'Av to Pesach, Shimon to Yehuda. Shimon receives a Tikkun. Shimon is from Lashon Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Tfila, Yishma Keil, Voeschana. The name of the parasha is Voeschana. Tfila is what's going to get us out of our current situation. Despite that, as we say in Eicha, Sosam Tfilosi, it seems like our tfilas go unanswered. The Leishama Hashem Bekoilchem, as we read in last week's parasha in Devarim, because of Chetam Meraglim. And in the Haftorah, Gamki Ezak, Loy Eshma, that it seems like Hashem doesn't listen. Yet the name of this month, this is the month of Shimon. Shimon means to listen. Shema means to hear. Hashem does listen. There has to be a Voeschanan. When there's a Voeschanan, there's going to be a Shema, and there's going to be a Shemiya. Shama Hashem kisnua anoichi. A Yid has to, during this time, strengthen his Amunah, strengthen his Bakosha, that Eres, Hohor HaToiv HaZeh V'Halavonoi, that every Yid wants to see with his own eyes. Hohor HaToiv HaZeh, the Toiv referring to Re'e B'Tuv Yerushalayim, the letter Tes. The letter Tess, which is missing in the first Luchais, as the Gemara says in Bava Kama, if a person sees a Tess in his dream, it means good will happen to him. So the Gemara asks, why? Because the first time it ever says Tess in the Torah is in the word Toiv, as Ha'arki Toiv. So the Gemara asks, but there's also a Tess in Eicha, Tum Asa Bishuleha, Tavu Ba'aretz She'areha. And then the Gemara says, but the first time it says Tess in the Torah is in the word Toiv. So we see that Gemara is Mekasher, Tumasa Bishuleha, Tavu Ba'aretz She'areha, Te'es Ha'arki Toiv. Tisha B'Av, when Tumasa B'Shuleha is said, Tavu Ba'aretz She'oreha, is connected to the Esa'ar Ki Toiv. It's really Toiv, it's just that we don't see it, it's concealed. It's Leidas Mashiach. Mashiach is buried in Tisha B'Av. Just like he was in Sedoim. Where did we find? It says, V'heichan Metzosiv B'Sedoim. Sedoim, which is the lowest of all places, lowest in immorality. Lowest, literally, Yam HaMelech is below sea level. It's the lowest spot on earth. That's where Mashiach was hidden, as it says. That's why Hashem saves Loit. Shtei b'nei secha hanim tzo'is b'sdoim. Tisha B'Av is the sdoim of time. Tisha B'Av is the lowest, the Yam HaMelech of time. Tisha B'Av is the lowest day, but yet that's where Mashiach is. Mashiach comes to the lowest generation, to the generation that has to deal with the most sveikus and emunah, with Lavan, with Yegarsa Hadusa. And from there, the Yeshua will come. Yegarsa Hadusa is Begamatria Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. The Yeshua is going to come from the Yegarsa Hadusa. The Megala Amukas is Merames in the words Yegarsa Hadusa. Yegar, he says, is 213. Antiochus and the Yevonim came into the Beis Hamikdash 213 years after the Beis Hamikdash was built. So he's Makasha that with Yegar. Yegarsa Hadusa, he's Makasha that with the Yevonim that were Metame, the Shmanim. He's Makashah this with Chanukah. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Eschanan al Hashem. He was davening. He goes through in his sefer that Moshe Rabbeinu basically is davening for all the tzoros of Klal Yisrael ad hayoyim hazeh. He was davening for the Chashmeinoyim. He was davening for Rabbi Akiva. He has a whole maimer on that. He was davening for the time that the Yidden had to deal with the Romans. And he was certainly davening with the time that we're in now. So the Megala Amukas didn't see that. The Megala Amukas only wrote what he, up until his time. We have a lot more that we can add to the Eschanan al Hashem, Bo'eis Hahi Lamer, that Bo'eis Hahi Lamer, at that time, the time prior to Mashiach, Lamer, a Jew should be able to say a vort. A Jew should be able to daven to Hashem, even Bo'eis Hahi. That's what Moshe daven. Moshe daven that we should be able to daven in a time when you think that your davening isn't worth anything. As we had in the previous paragraph, Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel says, the one who was the Nitzitz of Oig Melech HaBoshen, as we spoke about last week, have a zohir b'kriyashmo v'atfila, and he says b'kashata mispalel al tas tfilos chokever el rachamim v'sachanunim b'fnei amokim, and he adds v'alti rasha b'fnei atzmocha. What does that have to do with davening? That Shimon ben Asanel is referring to our generation where people think that their davening is worthless. Altihi rasha b'fnei atzmocha, he says, don't consider yourself a rasha despite that you're the lowest generation. Your davening can accomplish more than anyone else's davening, and our davening is so choshev by the Eibishter. Like when a child begins to talk, everyone is excited. Or when you see an animal or a parrot talking, and you know that the parrot doesn't know what it's saying anyway, but you're excited. Like, wow, look at that. An animal is talking. Or look at that. A two-year-old is actually saying words. In Shamayim, we're like two-year-olds compared to the previous generations. But when we talk and we say words, when we daven, we daven to Hashem, it's more chosh about Rebbe Yisrael than any other generation, because we have to deal with the most difficult nisyonos. Nisyonis in Amunah, Nisyonis in Tahara, Nisyonis in Kedusha. And yet a Yid tries a little bit, even a little bit, to overcome Rabba Emunasecha ve'emunoscha ba'leilois. That itself is the greatest Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu, Am, Yoimar Alekeichem. In the week of Tisha B'Av, we're already talking about that as Shabbos Nachamu. Tisha B'Av itself is the Nechama. Tisha B'Av itself, in Tisha B'Av, we're already sitting on chairs, we're putting on tefillin in the afternoon. This year especially, right away it goes into Erev Shabbos, the Avelis is less, the Avelis ends earlier because it's Erev Shabbos, and we go right into Shabbos Nachamu, which this Shabbos begins, the 50 days that prepare us for Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaZikorah, and the Hepech of Tisha B'Av, where there's Shikcha, you have Rosh Hashanah, which is Zikorah, and especially the coming year, Tavshin Ayin, from Lashon Yeshua, by Yomayim Tivosha Yehuda, V'Yerushalayim, the Lashon of Yeshua, Tavshin Ayin, the Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is B'Shabbos, which is a special Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos Ki Yadu. It's called Yom Tov. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is B'Shabbos. This coming year, when Hashem Himself blows Shofar, we should be Zeicher already within the next few hours to see the Leida of Mashiach, where Tisha B'Av will become the greatest Yom Tov, the Gilui of Yechida. We should see Gilad and the Levonain, the Gilui and the Eidus, the Shashchina Shoyra B'Yisrael, and the Levonain, that the Eibush is Malben Avonisayin Shal Yisrael, and every Yid should be Zaycha to see Hor HaToiv HaZeh, the HaLevonain, that this Tisha B'Av we should celebrate in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And be Zaycha.